helping you to weather good and bad economies without putting retirement on hold. This is the Tumalo Financial Podcast with Ken and Nick Tumalo. Ken and his son Nick know that creating a comprehensive financial plan can align your hard-earned life savings with your retirement goals. Consider them your retirement architects. Now, the Tumalo Financial Podcast with Ken and Nick Tumalo.
Now, a lot of people we know are getting their news from social media, including Facebook, TikTok, X, or maybe you call it Twitter still. But you really need to be careful of getting financial news from social media. Apparently, Ken, 63% of financial advice on TikTok is misleading, and 36% of videos are pushing people to a specific stock. Have you had clients come in with questions or tips from questionable sources like this?
My own wife asks me those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she'll watch videos, financial videos, and she works with us too, so which is great, and she's trying to educate herself even more. She asks me a lot of questions too, but she'll come to me, she goes, yeah, I saw this video, it tells me this, what's your take on it? And some of them are actually pretty good and make sense, and I can say, yeah, that's exact. And sometimes she'll come to me about a video and she'll go, okay, well, it tells me if I do this, this, and this, I'll have this amount of money at this point in time. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, if they make this return all the time, but that doesn't actually work all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's misleading at times. We've even had the ones where we've seen where they're just trying to get people to buy up a stock. And behind the scenes, I think what they're doing is trying to get people to buy up the stock to raise the stock price and help that person out. You know, it's supply and demand in the stock market. The more people trying to buy something, the price goes up. We saw that during COVID. You couldn't get a refrigerator or a washer or a dryer during that time, and the prices were just going up because there's a shortage of supply. So when you talk stock market, it's the same thing. It's supply and demand at the end of the day because there's only so many shares. So bad advice, I'll tell you a little quick one. I had someone come in, and this was right around the COVID period of time when COVID, you know, first came out and started. This person, and they weren't a client, they actually heard us on the radio and came in and thought we were going to be able to fix their problem. Usually we can. So this one I couldn't. But what they had done was they had done a huge Roth conversion. And for people that don't know what that is, you take money out of the 401k or the IRA, you pay all the taxes, and you put it in a Roth account. And a benefit to that is you don't pay taxes ever again on that money, not even on the growth. It passes to beneficiaries completely tax-free. Plus, when you reach required minimum distribution age later on in life and the IRS is telling you you have to take money out of your accounts, you don't have to take it out of the Roth. So a lot of times it helps with tax situations. Well, in this person's situation, and they were actually working with an advisor, which was kind of troubling here too. The advisor had them do a huge Roth conversion, and mathematically, I don't think anyone did the math on it. So the problem was it created a big tax burden, to put it nicely. And then it also created where they're way over the Medicare income bracket. So it caused, between him and his wife, it caused a little bit of more than $1,000 extra in Medicare premium that they would have to pay per month. So we could call it a $12,000 mistake.
Oh, wow.
And but the mistake was even greater than that because they didn't manage the taxes. So a bunch of the money, they're up over 30% in taxes paid. Whereas if these conversions, you can actually do them as partials over a period of time and manage the taxes down. So they probably paid 15% on average more in taxes than they should have paid doing this. So it was kind of we're going to say it was bad advice from just an advisor and no one doing the math and basically the person not understanding how things are tied together. But then here's the advice that he ended up finding on the internet. The internet basically told him you can undo your Roth. You used to be able to do that. It was called recharacterizing.
Okay.
Back in 2019, when the tax laws changed, one of the things they took away was the ability to recharacterize. So that option was not available. So he came in. Now, Ken, I hear you on the radio. You never talk about this, which is undoing a Roth, but I found it on the internet and I have a problem. and I was like, well, I don't talk about it because it's a rule that went away.
Right.
And this is, you know, our tax laws change. Our retirement rules change on us. We have to be able to evolve. But what we're doing is building a plan to take advantage of areas where we can help a person. So a lot of times the tax code will work it where, hey, if you do a conversion, you only want to do this amount so that you pay less in taxes. You don't want to go up to a higher amount because you're paying more. And it's really about the time to recover the taxes and make it worth doing. So unfortunately, I had to break the news to him that, yeah, you can't do that anymore. But the internet said so. So I'm like, you can't do it anymore. It was an old rule. And I was like, let me grab my laptop. And I brought it up on the screen, the internet. And I go, do you remember the article and who wrote it? And he actually did. So we just did a search on Google, found the article that he found. And I pointed to the top of the article that basically that was an article from 2017. So yes, he found something digging on the internet. It wasn't that it was bad advice. It was actually good advice at the time in 2017. So this is why you have to be careful of the internet. And the reason why it was good advice in 2017 was sometimes people would do a Roth conversion beginning of the year, miss the math piece of it, or the market would move quickly down, let's say by the end of the year. And so what they would want to do is basically undo the Roth conversion and then put the pieces back together later on and do the conversion the following year. So you were able to do that, undo something to do it another way. And we just don't have that ability anymore. So the one thing that I'll point out, working with an advisor, one of the things you want them to do is know the rules. And a lot of times we don't know everything because things evolve, but you want to work with a group that has no problem going out, doing the research, especially on your situation. I'm a CFP, a certified financial planner. I have to continue education all the time. So a lot of times I see these rule changes happen, but in between years, sometimes some odd things will go on with some of the tax laws. Nick, Chris here, Matt, they're all CRPCs. So basically what we're doing is we want our advisors and everyone working at Tumo Financial to be educated. So we will do the extra training, the extra education, but really it's really to help the people that work with us. The more we know, the more that we can help. So I'm just going to stress the education piece of it. So to come in for your Tumo a financial retirement checkup, our number 860-854-3434.
Investment advisory services provided through Tucker Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tumalo Financial is independent of Tucker Asset Management.